Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They got a little bit of different personnel than they've had the last few years. Obviously, bringing in a guy like Poe, you know, miss that guy. He's a leader for them. He's a very smart player. He knows a lot about this offense and a lot about me, so taking that into account.
We have a ton of respect for them, and they're well coached, very talented. It'll be a high-level evening right there, and we're looking forward to it. But, you know, it's just two good teams going against each other, and we look forward to it. I'm sure they do as well.
I would be so happy to compete against Poe, because that's my bro. And I would want Poe to punch me in my chin, because I respect them that much. But I want Poe to understand that we coming for that chin too, respectfully. It's all passion and all love. You come on my side, Poe, I'm gonna knock your head off, bro. And that's just snow.
Quick hitter to Shakir, has a blocker in front, down to the 3-2, reaching for the goal line, and he's in! Khalil Shakir for the touchdown! Now he's gonna run, and the beast has once again been released! Josh Allen with a 6-yard touchdown romp. Can you say MVP?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, it's game day. What are you doing for the game? Plans, fellas? It's Thursday night.
We have a beautiful birthday party to go to.
Oh, all right.
It was scheduled around the game, so be going to that. That'll
nice.
Be fun.
You're both welcome to come over, watch the game on my back patio. I'll be out back.
See, I almost want to try to make an appearance because I also want to be outside.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be outside tonight.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
You, I know, will be outside.
Yes, I'll be on the patio.
And it'll be beautiful. I checked this morning, like, what's it going to be tonight? It's going to be like 73,
yep.
I think,
yep.
Like during the game.
How many people will I have over? I don't know. Sometimes it's just me. Sometimes six neighbors walk in. It'll be me and my dog relentlessly dropping a ball next to me to get me to throw it to him during the game.
Uh-huh.
Until
Well, he's watching the TV. What's to get in on the party?
Right. Yeah. I mean, all I got to do is keep throwing it over my shoulder. He goes and gets it.
Yeah.
It's that.
He's asking you there to force the ball to a receiver.
That's right.
Though, is what he's
force
what
he's the doing. Ball to a retriever.
Retriever.
Please, force the ball to the retriever.
That's a t-shirt idea right there. Force the ball to a retriever. Yeah.
There's also, I'm thinking about everybody eats, and like nobody eats as much as him. He eats a lot, you know? This is definitely, he is definitely a focal point kind of retriever, this guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's like a goat, just eating cans on the side.
He'll eat. He has definitely gained weight. He is a house now. Goose is a house.
Uh-huh.
Like 80 pounds, which is not, he's not out of shape, but he's a lot bigger than he used to be. All right. Yeah, watching the game outside. Watch parties are a big thing now.
Yes, they are.
There's a bunch of them. In fact, I've got one from out of town that I want to mention first. The Bengals and the Chiefs play this week.
Uh-huh.
There's a Bengals watch party. You can go to watch the game at Paycor Stadium. All right?
Okay, you can go to their own stadium to watch a road game against the Chiefs?
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
And
okay.
Let me ask you this. How much should it cost to watch the Bengals and the Chiefs at Paycor Stadium, you will get $25 for Pro Shop, a gift card, the opportunity to create a custom Sports Illustrated cover with the Bengal from the Bengals thrown on the field. How much should it be?
Your wait, $25 to the shop is included in the purchase?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be more than $25.
You would think, yes, that it should be maybe $25. But how much is it to watch the Bengals and the Chiefs on a television at the Bengals Stadium? This is not the AFC Championship game. This is week two.
I'm all thrown off on prices now and teams because I found out the Sabres are it cost $12 to go watch the Bruins prospects tomorrow. let's go with like $50.
$100.
$100?
The Bengals want $100.
Come on, guys.
To go into their stadium and watch a game on a Jumbotron.
Got
$100.
Bengals, what are we doing here?
Who would do that?
What are we doing? Is there a joke to be weaved in here, by the way, about them getting mad at other teams, selling tickets to games that were in a neutral field, and here they are selling $100 tickets to watch a game on the Jumbotron or on the scoreboard?
On the Jumbotron. You get field access. The Bengals,
I guess that's kind of cool. You're watching the game on the field.
That's right. Bengals website says, fans receive field access to walk on the very grounds that Bengals legends walked.
Okay, like, guys. Like it's the polo grounds or something.
I was gonna say, it's not Fenway. It's, you know, it's Paycor Stadium. Let's ease up, guys.
Right. The Packers maybe could get away with it, right? It's Lambeau, right? Even maybe the Bears, Soldier Field. Paycor Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
A 4:25 week two kickoff against the Chiefs, and it's $100.
Yeah, that's a little tough.
So anyway.
Should the Bills be doing something like that when they play big road games? If they played a road playoff game this year, should they have a similar setup watch party at the stadium?
That's a good question. So when they had the Brazil game,
yeah,
Eagles and Packers, both teams had watch parties at their stadiums. They showed them on the broadcast, lots of people. And I've been to a good old watch party, you know, not just friends, but I don't remember if I paid. When's the last watch party I went to? There have been Sabres watch parties in the arena. I know that.
Yes, there was one for the Winter Classic. There was one for, I'm sure, playoff games, right?
The last watch party I can think of going to that's not, again, like there are a bunch out at local bars in the Chippewa District, and that's different. That's cool. I'm talking about the team puts one on at their stadium. Whew, the last one I can remember going to, might be the only one I've ever been to, is the, ready for this year? Hold on. Let me hit you with this year.
It's going to be like 1986.
No, I was seven in 1980. Okay. It's 1996. In 1996, I went to the Carrier Dome to watch Syracuse play Mississippi State in the national semifinal watched a game on a big screen.
In basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with a chance to go to the Final Four. And they won.
Okay.
And it was amazing. There was 10,000 people there watching them.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
It was great. But I think it was free.
I would have thought because
they're selling
most
concessions.
These...
It was free.
Yeah.
And here you go. Bengals won $100.
$100.
So anyway, if you're going to a watch party
for
tonight,
a week two game, by the way, like a playoff game.
Right, exactly.
All right.
There are watch parties out there locally that are not $100 that are good ideas.
Yes.
You know, watch it with people is a lot of fun. So we had Howard give his whole speech yesterday how he can't watch a game with a person, which is, you know, I guess that's one way you could do it. Bills, Dolphins. Here we go. So tonight, vibe, confidence level, what's everybody feeling? What's the vibe?
I'm not allowing myself to not be confident.
Not allowing yourself to not be confident.
Yes. Like, I'm sinking into it's 10 of 11. It's the Dolphins. They're going to be fine. They always beat the Dolphins. They always have the answers for the Dolphins. The yardage numbers, I know there's more close games, but there's still some blowouts mixed in there too. Just that team can't beat you. And I respect them enough to know they could win the game tonight. I'm not worried. My vibe check is I am not worried right now about the Dolphins tonight. That, you know, should I take too much into what happened last week? Like the Jaguars, they didn't go nuts. They had a couple of big plays.
Yep.
And the Bills are typically a lot better than that at allowing big plays. It basically, if they have the same game they did in week one against the Jaguars, against a Bills defense that, again, more often doesn't let you have that 80-yard touchdown. More often doesn't let you have that 65-yard play to waddle on the sideline. if the Bills can do the same thing Jacksonville did against them, but take one or two more big plays away, I mean, we're talking about a Dolphins team that's not getting to 20 points. Because they needed those plays to get to 20 points last week. They didn't score 40. They scored 20. So I'm confident. I'm confident that the Bills are going to beat them tonight.
They are underdogs.
They are underdogs, and I think, were they underdogs? Maybe lesser of underdogs, were they down like a point underdog in week 18 last year? They must have been an underdog, right?
Maybe. The story was last year in the game here, Miami was an underdog, and that's why the Bills had that celebration, that celebration, because the Dolphins tweeted out an emoji about being underdogs after scoring 70 points. I can't get myself to nervous.
Sorry, the Bills were 3-point favorites, by the way, in week 18 last year.
I can't get myself to nervous. Put a word on it for us. 803-0550. Give us a word to describe your vibe for tonight's game. Nervous isn't it for me. Worried isn't it for me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that, though, Joe, goes to, it's week two. If they're to lose this game, we've seen this story so many times that, okay, you got 14 weeks to chase them down. And there's a lot that happens. What happened in week two last year? Hold on, let's try and think. Week two last year.
Was that the Raider game last year?
The Bills absolutely throttle the Raiders.
Yeah.
And how different was the season after week two? Week three was the same. Week four was the same. And then things started to go in such a way that they fired their offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Week two, they scored 38 points. And by week nine, the guy's fired. Right. So things change a lot. You know, I'm not saying anything about Joe Brady getting fired. Nothing like that. Just that things change. Mm-hmm. In week two, we do remember famous week ones. And how many week twos could you remember if you worked at it? Does not stick out the same way. Week two is E.J. Manuel beats Carolina.
Yes.
That's a week two game.
Mm-hmm.
His first win, come from behind. Nathaniel Hackett running out screaming it's a new era from the press box, from the coordinator's box.
Bills Patriots in 2011 is in week three. What's the game before that? Because they go to 3-0, so they must win whatever it is. But I don't.
Maybe they beat the. I'll look up famous week twos. So that's going to drive a part of me not being worried. I am interested, as we all are. I am still in the spot, and I wonder if I'll ever get out of this spot with Mike McDaniel as their coach and the speed merchants they have. I'm treating them like a dangerous animal. If you're a trainer of lions and you feel like you've got them under control, but you know at any point something might go weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel about them. Oh, sure, I know the Bills have them under control, and generally things don't go too poorly. But I've always got to worry a little bit. I've always got to worry about Hill and Waddle and Achan. I mean, Achan looks like a game-time decision. He did go through their walkthrough with no different jersey or anything like that, no designation.
Mm-hmm.
So HN might go. Mostert is not. He's already been ruled out. They have Jeff Wilson and Jalen Wright. I think they're fine at running back. Their receivers are healthy, which is...
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Something you would not have said last year. Defensively, they've got some pieces that are nice. I don't know what they're going to do against these Bills.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time the Bills are playing the Dolphins in the last however many years without Stephon Diggs, with their new-look receiving core.
And he went off against them in the blowout win last year, early in the season.
Three touchdowns.
Yeah. Yep. Ran away from him on one play. So it is different. It's new. The Dolphins have some changes, too. The injuries in Week 18 specifically would probably drive this home, too. But, man, just a 5.5-point difference in the spread. You were favored by 3, and now you're a 2.5-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
A 5.5-point shift.
Well, the Bills had won five in a row.
They had won five in a row.
And the Dolphins were limping to the finish line.
Yep. They had lost to the Titans, right? That was the week before that. They got rolled by the Ravens.
If not that, they had a win over the Jets in there, too. But, yeah, the Dolphins are...
I think maybe the week before the Bills game, though, was the game they gave up like 56 to the Ravens.
Yeah.
So that might have been tough. So, sure. Okay. So there are definite differences. But it is... You know, it's a lot of the same pieces in Miami, and there is a lot, for me, I'll believe it when I see it, that the Dolphins are going to be able to figure out how to beat the Bills. They've had close games, they've had opportunities, they've had fourth quarters where the game is still very much live, where they have a chance to kind of put it away. And
they've had the ball with a chance to win and thrown a pick.
Yeah, yep.
Right.
They got the ball back even last year in the finale. They had injuries, but man, they did have the ball back. Remember they had to stop the Bills in a QB sneak on 4th and 1 on the final drive to get the ball back with a chance to win. Tua's got the ball with just under 2 minutes to play.
Taron Johnson pick.
Taylor Rapp. Yep. Going for who was Tua going for on that pass?
Tyreek Hill.
Chase Claypool.
Ah.
Which maybe speaks to the injuries that they were dealing with.
Right.
But they've had chances against the Bills. And you got blowouts on the Bills' side. You've got close games that the Dolphins haven't been able to win yet. So, you know, maybe this is, you know, I mean, a Tyler Bass game. If it's going to be close, we think it's going to be close. It comes down to the kickers. The Dolphins need a 52-yard field goal to win at the buzzer last week. So, a kickoff, you know, a field goal. This game could be close. But... I can't see the Dolphins winning comfortably against the Bills. And if the Bills were to win comfortably, just go, yep, that's about right. It's usually what happens, yep. Or a lot of times what happens.
It's week two, so it's tough to know. Is Arizona good or disappointing? Is Jacksonville good and gave a game away, or are they a team that's going to miss the playoffs again? I saw a little bit of the breakdown of that game. You know, Miami, to me, looked sloppy. They had a couple of fourth downs they went for and didn't get. And some of the breakdown I've seen of that game is that Jacksonville's defense was pretty impressive. So they did a good job against this Miami team, and they lost, but they only gave up, you know, 20 points. They gave up big plays, 100-yard receivers to both Hill and Waddle. They both had big days. They both had big gains.
Achane had a nice game, too, through the air.
He was ripping off huge runs and plays in the passing game. So, you know, it's that whole thing about if you're a Lion trainer that I just went through, you're always afraid they could hit you. You could have a great 11 consecutive plays and 3 and outs or 4, 5 and outs, and then bang, 80-yard touchdown, it's a different game. And few teams do that. Especially, think about the storylines from week one, how passing was way down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no quarterback really had a great day. I mean, Josh had a great day, but all these quarterbacks out there, passing's down. Week one was about poor quarterback play. How the Dolphins do? 330 yards passing.
Yep.
He was fine. They threw the ball. They had their big plays. Oh, it's all about 12 play drives and how you put a cover two shell over a defense and force a team to take 12 plays. How the Dolphins do in a one play drive, the Tyreek Hill, which is part of their design. So I'm not nervous. I'm not worried. I'll find the word. 803-0550 if you've got one.
You know what's funny about that game, Jacksonville-Miami last week? You know where the Bills ranked in explosive play rate in week one?
Middle
Rate? Ooh, rate? I don't know. I know they had three.
8.3% was the number. It was right down the middle, 16th.
Yeah. I saw the count of teams and how many explosive plays they had, and the Bills were in the middle.
Yeah, rate, they were right down the middle. You want to know where Miami was in week one?
Middle.
8.5%.
Yeah.
That was 14th. Want to know who was number one?
I do know this.
Number one in explosive play rate in week one at 15.1%.
I forgot.
Jacksonville.
Okay.
The Dolphins gave up the most by percentage, and I think a bunch of the somewhere like there was a Brian Thomas play. I think there was Gabe Davis play.
There's a couple,
there were some big runs in there by Jacksonville.
Yeah,
like there was a Tank Bigsby. I think had two of them because his stat line at the end. I think he had more yards than ETN did, but ETN maybe had one. But yeah, the receivers had a few. So the Miami defense gave up more explosive plays than the Miami offense generated. But keep in mind, one Dolphins explosive play might have equaled four Jag explosive plays,
right? I was going to say, like, it is funny. We have explosive plays or 15 yards or more. What's 70 yards? It needs its own name.
It's like a nuclear play rate.
A Tyreek Hill.
Right.
A Tyreek play.
Because Tyreek Hill's 80-yard touchdown and, like, Tank Bigsby's 21-yard run
are both explosive plays.
On this are just, they're equals, which we know they're not.
Right. 803-0550, our phone number. Your vibe, your feeling. I've asked this question on Twitter as well. Which player other than Josh Allen is the most important tonight? Who's your most important player that's not Josh Allen tonight for the Bills?
Ooh, and I can't say Joe Brady?
Player. I did say player.
Okay. Their most important player.
Bills' most important player tonight.
Like, Rousseau is the name that's in my head, but I don't know that he'll... Bills had a game where they were able to get the Tua, but most times you don't... Your edge rushers don't even sometimes get an opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? He could win all his matchups tonight, and he might not get near Tua.
Right. He could have a great pass rush win rate and really only have three pressures.
Right. So I don't know if I want to say him. Like, he was so dominant in week one, so good in week one, but... One of the safeties, Taylor Rapp, might be my answer because that's how you could get beat by them badly. It's no more Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, and all offseason it's been, what are they going to look like at safety? And here's DeMar Hamlin practicing with the first team, and is Mike Edwards going to get in there? And hey, Taylor Rapp even's just kind of been, maybe because he was already here and they paid him a little bit, he's almost treated like he's a staple back there. You know, like he's the solid guy back there in the safety room. And even that, like, I would maybe want to question. So, like, the two safeties would be, I think, my answer to this question, because they're the two biggest question marks I have about their defense against the Dolphins offense today. And if your safeties don't have it, or they make one mistake by a half a second, then there's Waddle and Hill running past you for 70-yard touchdowns.
There's one play, we haven't seen this much against the Bills, and it's funny because on Tyreek Hill, you often have to say, hey, the Bills have done a pretty good job against him in the regular season. In the regular season.
Right.
You have to say that because you remember what play in the postseason?
The 75-yard touchdown right before the 13 seconds fiasco?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's that. Do you remember another big play in the playoffs?
Didn't he have a run that went for like 60 yards or something with the Chiefs? I don't remember.
I bring this up because I don't know how it came across my feed yesterday or 2 days ago, but in the AFC Championship game when the Bills are playing the Chiefs, early in the second half, you know, they're down 9, I think it is, and the Chiefs are moving the ball a little bit.
Okay.
You need a stop. Oh, I need a stop. They hit Tyreek Hill on a short pass. He makes one guy miss, and he is running away from Hyde and Poyer. And it ends up being, like you said, a 65-yard play.
Yeah.
Not a touchdown. But he gets away from everybody. And I saw it yesterday and thought, that's right. That's right. They did lose him. That's the AFC Championship game version of the Bills. So while Tyreek Hill has been kept in check, in finger quotes, with 83 yards per game against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, 70. It's like 70 yards per game against the Bills. His career is 83 yards per game or something like that.
That might include playoffs because I know in regular season it's 52.
Okay. So he doesn't put up huge numbers against the Bills. They've got him in the regular season.
Playoffs, he's gone. His two best playoff games of his career are against the Bills, by far. His third best playoff game is 8 catches for 110 yards. His two playoff games against the Bills, there's a third one, Skylar Thompson. Let's throw that one out for a second. The two chief playoff games against the Bills, he went 11 for 150 in a touchdown and 9 for 172.
What's the explanation there? Here's where someone shouts,
McDermott in the playoffs.
I didn't ask that rhetorically. I was about to say what's the difference, and then my own brain punched me in the face like, buddy, what do you think it is?
I think that just kind of has to be the answer, doesn't it?
I think it might have to be.
I think it has to be.
I don't know why I haven't thought about it more before right now.
He's never gone off against the Bills really in a huge way in the regular season. His two best playoff games are against the Bills. The third one, by the way, again, it's Skylar Thompson, 7 for 69 was his other one on 15 targets, but that's a third-string quarterback. So
803-0550. Happy game day. Games tonight, this is basically the pregame show. We're underway. Give us a thought, your vibe going in, and which player other than Josh Allen is most important tonight? Who are you looking for the most from on this roster other than the quarterback that is, you know, Superman consistently? It is. It's kind of like Buffalo Bills football Thursday. Chris Brown, 8:30. Sal will join us. We've got a Dolphins report coming up at 9 o'clock as we get ready for a rivalry game that I think I'll win some games over there if they want to be real rivals. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.